lucid drinking episode 9 now.
Oh, fuck. I don't have a bottle opener.
Great. I do have my keys.
I can do it for you.
So this time we got Preston, Fergon, and Peter Morris.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Fergon. How you dudes doing?
We're doing pretty good.
What's new? What's popping? How's life?
Life's doing
finished college.
Good. I'm about to finish college.
Ooh.
The real question is, how we doing?
Dude, I don't know.
How you doing?
We should make a lucid drinking shirt. It's just Alex's face on it. It says, how you doing? What's going on? How's your life? Or something.
I say it every time.
How's your life doing?
For real, though. What's new?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
What's new? What's popping?
I think I'm going to chug this Rip It. Or at least take a shot
really
of it.
Wants
yeah, what do we got? Are we drinking this Drano?
We're drinking Rip It.
Hey, Drano, that's Liquid Plumber.
And I've got here, we've got
I'm going to try some of your
F-bomb. Drink it. Don't say it.
I got Limoner.
Ooh.
Okay.
And London. I've got the classic three-way.
Can we all crank them at the same in the mic at the same time?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. All right.
Count 1
on
2
3.
1
2
oh.
3.
Ooh.
Oh, it's red.
Oh, mine. Yeah, mine's red too.
Mine's red.
I'm blue.
Ooh. I'm going to take a shot of this real quick.
My mom said red dye number 40 is bad for you.
Well, ooh, wow, it was 109 cents.
There's fizz.
There's okay, fizz.
Are there more shot glasses cheers, where we can try other people?
I guess not.
Yeah,
ooh,
we can
that's
trade.
Actually not
we can trade,
bad.
Right?
It's really good.
Oh, here's the real question.
Ooh, you gotta
hey,
really
seems
just
good, right?
You really gotta seems rip good. It.
Might this honestly tastes like Hawaiian punch with fizz?
Rip the rip.
You got
it.
Some
should
carbs
we,
in here?
Switch and see if it's the same kind.
We got
yeah, what
sugar.
If they just like
just different cans?
Yeah, trick yeah. Same flavor.
All right, there is no way there's 170% of your daily B12
cheers.
In here.
Cheers, Mike.
Mike, you guys.
You didn't even finish the whole shot.
What are you trying?
It tastes slightly different. Mine's
tastes
called
pretty
F-bomb.
Much the same.
His is called Tribute. It's a tribute to the F-bomb.
Let me get some F-bomb.
You want to get some F-bomb?
Yeah.
You guys want some
yeah.
Lemononer?
Yeah, let me get some on. Let's
some Lemoner?
Oh, reach. Got it.
Hey, if you guys are down to have a three-way.
Oh, my God. This is Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah, right? It tastes like it.
Dude, that
much.
One was good.
Dude, try that one.
That was good.
Yeah, the Lemononer one is good.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. It's very smooth.
There's a lot of fruit punch.
Yeah, I gotta
it.
Try. I don't know about the name, but it tastes good.
Right, Limoner. All right,
let me get this. I can't be saying
dude,
that.
It's just Hawaiian punch. Yeah,
it's got some blueberries.
You guys had the fruit punch yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah.
All right.
That's blue. That's
patriotic.
Really good. That's. I think that's the best
right
one.
How much are these things,
dude? This
$1.09
of this Faygo drink.
It's 109 cents.
Kid. And it had blueberries playing saxophones on it. It was like a Faygo drink. I don't know if any of you guys ever had that, but no. It tastes like cream soda.
Let me Google it.
It was blue, and it had like blueberries playing saxophones on it, I think.
What's it called?
If oh, you wow. Could find it. I can't remember, but it was like a blue soda, and I used to go, I went nuts for that stuff.
Blue bubblegum soda or what? Like Jones soda?
No, it was Faygo, I think.
Oh.
Just look up like Faygo blueberries playing saxophone.
Yep, I did.
Is it
damn,
out?
This one just tastes like the Rocket Popsicles.
You yeah. Know? Can I get my F-bomb back?
Where's it at?
We got
oh, it's over here.
Over there. Always it over. Drink it. Pass never say it.
I'm not seeing any...
always drink it. Never
I'm not
say
seeing
it.
Any berries
did
playing
did you just drop
phone.
An F-bomb?
It's, it looks like that, though. Yeah.
Are you lemon
it used,
moaning?
The old design had some blueberries playing saxophone on it.
So
sick.
It's like a blue raspberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys drink these things consistently?
No.
No,
this is
we literally just went into the store and we're like.
But when I turned 16 and I was able to drive myself to high school, one of the first things I did was went to the gas station and bought one of these on the way to school.
No, apparently
and I was like,
a...
my mom can't even tell me I can't.
I'd like to say something real
I gotta
quick.
Get a print.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
If you're not getting your hair cut by Garrett Blair, you're blowing it.
In this household, we do one of two things. We shave it or grow it.
I'm endorsing Garrett's haircuts right
from,
now.
From where?
He sure cut mine.
Speaking to the camera.
He cut yours? Or you're saying
yeah, he delivers straight to your home.
Wait, what?
He delivers haircuts straight to your home.
Yeah. He came to our home.
He cut in my kitchen.
How'd that go? Kitchen cuts.
Great.
Well, look at his hair.
What was the interaction? You just hit him up?
He said he was in town. I wanted a haircut. Pete got a haircut last Tuesday.
Yeah.
You sweep up the bush into the
pile
and then you put it in the garbage can. Yeah.
So I want you to tell me about hemp tails.
Hemp tails?
Yeah.
It's a drink that claims that when you drink it, you're going to get dreadlocks and go Rasta mode, but it just tastes terrible.
Yeah, what were we talking about that would make you skate like?
Tosh Towin or Levi Brown with the blonde dreads.
Levi Brown.
It makes you think you're going to have like hemp Nikes on and do a hard flip.
Dude,
and, like,
the most disgusting drink of all time.
You mean high paths?
Oh, or yeah, some cats maybe or something like that.
Some cats.
Yeah. Some grasshoppers. But yeah, it's false.
It's false.
What are you drinking right now, Peter? What's about to go in
this
your
is
mouth?
This is ginger beer.
What?
I got it at the store. I got it because it was $1.25. It looks like it's claiming to be something else, but
$1.29.
It's clear. That's what I'm into. I'm thinking, like, can all ginger beer be clear? They're just dyeing it, you know?
What even is ginger beer?
It's like,
is it actually beer?
Like a ginger ale?
You guys can try it. You want to pass?
Is it like
the
root
glasses?
Beer? But so it's not really beer, but
it
it's
tastes
like
good.
It's kind of non-alcoholic. It's just a harsher version of ginger ale.
It's kind of like you want LaCroix that burns your throat, and it's you could pretend it's healthy for you.
You lost me at LaCroix.
It's a little. It looks like your little F bomb in there too.
Anyone else want to?
I'll pass on this.
I'll take a sip.
It's pretty tastes good.
Frick it.
All right, fine. I'll try it.
Frick it.
Why did that echo?
She just pounded it.
Oh, yeah, I want to try.
Damn, why does that burn my throat? You ever had drink, the energy drink cocaine?
And I saw it in the store, though, and
can't
I thought
that's
insane.
Like aftershave.
That they named
that. Talk about burning your throat.
That does that, too.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to give a score for something?
Seems like it could
time,
be
right?
banned.
I feel like that's
what would
I'm
you
just,
I just drank aloe.
I got an idea.
What would you guys rate your rip it? One out of 10.
It's just,
straight up.
It honestly tastes like fruit punch.
Yeah. I'm
2 out of 10 for me.
10 out of 10 for the lemon owner.
Still got a great
I'd give it a 3.5.
This is 2 out of
10?
Straight up. Yeah, 3.5 out of 10, yeah.
10 out of 10 over here.
It's like, okay.
It's kind of hard
to. Anything red like this, like red Powerade, red Gatorade, I just fear it's going to turn my teeth red.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? And everyone's going to be like.
So, like, going into this a guy, going into a store, like, 2 times out of 10, you'd be like, oh, I'll grab a rip.
It's similar to having the ravioli in the corner of your mouth. It's like you have that same feeling when you were, like,
what?
5. You never had ravioli in the corner of your mouth?
I mean, I don't know. Not enough to remember.
Well, maybe
I
know what you're talking about. You guys got nieces or nephews or anything?
Yeah.
I'm a 30-year-old teacher.
Are we talking about like
Chef
were you ever
like ravioli right here?
Yeah, it's like in the corner.
I thought you meant like holding ravioli inside your mouth in the like the corner.
You know when a kid's like, want to go outside and play? But they got like ravioli or like chocolate like all over their corners.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Do you know I was eating the Chef Boyardee's just straight out of the can? I'll do that at lunch sometimes because I'm like lazy. And then I'll go back to my next class and kids like, Mr. Howard, your lips, you got a little ravioli.
You eat cold?
Yeah, you don't want that.
It happens.
Chef Boyardee.
And I just go, okay, I just take the sleeve and just wipe
nasty.
It. And they're like, wow.
The few times that I went grocery shopping with Schwalm when he lived here, he would legitimately like buy canned like vegetables and just eat it straight out of there like...
That can't be good for
like
you.
It's
Popeye. Right there.
They're pre-cooked. You're good.
I mean, I guess.
I do that with corn.
It makes sense. Like, do you really?
I have. Well, because corn, like, it doesn't. It's like corn doesn't have nutritional value, right?
I mean,
no. It comes straight out of your poo poo. Like nothing happened to it.
Yeah, it goes
right. It went right through. You know, didn't do anything.
It's damn good though.
I don't know. I feel like cold corn just is weird. Yeah.
Cold corn?
I've only ever eaten
it. That'd
be
a sick band name.
I wish you guys
cold
could.
Corn. Damn, yeah.
I wish you could have experienced Swan living here, like in our living room. It was an interesting time.
Did I ever tell you guys about the turtle?
The first time I met Schwalm, he was asleep inside of Tim Hortons. And they were like, I was like, everyone introduced themselves to me.
Like, who is
just
this
met
guy?
You guys, and then I was like, who's that?
Like, oh my Schwalm. God, that's awesome.
Tim Hortons.
Tell us about the turtle.
While he was living here, I broke my leg, and I was like, I stayed at my parents' house after I got surgery, you know?
You have
and
a
just.
Boot?
Yeah, I had a cast and then they put me in a boot, but it was just easier to like stay at my parents' house. So I stayed there and I get a group. We had a group chat and he's just like, hey guys, like keep an eye out. I'm a turtle short. We're like, what? And this turtle is like on top of like a dresser, like it's turtle tank on top of a dresser. Like it's high. Like, what do you mean that you have a turtle? Like they got out of the tank? Are you kidding me?
It fell a
long story short, I eventually get a video sent to me of the turtle in my room trying to crawl up the wall. So picture my house, right? Okay, this turtle is in a tank, probably at least 6 feet. No, maybe not 6 feet, but high enough off the ground that it had to jump out and somehow, without anyone noticing, crawled all the way down that hallway into my room. and like just tried to dig its way out. Schwalm was in the bathroom, I guess, and he like heard.
Just trying to run away.
He like heard scrapes on the wall while he was in the bathroom.
Just crawling through DVD.
And he
tapes.
Went in my went in my room, break. And it's there. It is just trying to climb up the wall,
trying to make a break for it.
That's country.
Schwalm's a terrible owner. He's got to escape.
But he's like, yeah, keep an eye out. I'm a turtle short.
That sounds like an old school insult. Like, yeah, that guy's a turtle short. Turtle Short would also be a good band name.
And right after Cold Corn, we got Turtle Short.
Or Short Turtle.
Yeah.
Turtle. Did you guys ever hear the story of how Peter and I met?
No. Have you guys always, before you start that, have you guys always lived in KZU?
No. No. I've lived in a lot of places.
Okay.
Quickly before I lived in Illinois, North Carolina, Michigan, what? Then Ohio, then back to Michigan.
Where did Jeez. You? Where was Preston born? Where'd you start?
I started in Illinois.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lakeview. Anyway, I managed to get to Michigan at some point in my life. I was about 10, and I went to the skate park once, and I was skating at Portage Skate Park, and a kid came up to me. He was kind of chubby. And he said, "Hi, I'm Peter." And I thought he was kind of weird, so I kind of ignored him a little bit. I just said hi, and right. I continued to try to do a board slide. Eventually, we ended up in his basement, hanging out at his house, watching YouTube videos on a computer.
That story could go so many different.
Yeah, it shows a weird transition.
Yeah,
my apologies.
Sounds like Peter sees it differently.
Here, you want to hear my end?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my friend Jordan and Rob that I skated with, they were like, "Oh yeah, there's this kid Preston lives across the street, and he just moved here. He got pretty good at skating." And so then I see him, so I'm like, "Hey, I'm Peter. How's it going?" And then he was like this, and then I was like, "Oh, weird." And so I thought I was like, "Hey, this guy doesn't like me," but then
I'm trying to board slide, kid.
But then somehow, like, every time we hung out, we, like, somehow we became friends. And then all those guys we used to skate with, they all, like, started getting, like, jobs or doing other stuff. And
jobs,
they,
right.
like, quit skating. And so then we were, like, the only ones that quit skating. And then Preston moved to Ohio. But we went to, like, we, like, kept in touch and went to, like, summer camp together and stuff.
Yeah, I'd come to Michigan at least once or twice a summer.
Yeah, his parents drove him all the way from Ohio to stay at my house for 2 weeks and then drove him all the way back to pick him up.
It's a five-hour drive.
That's tight.
Yeah, and that's nuts. How we kept in touch, really.
Right on.
I mean, social media wasn't a thing.
Right.
No. We just talked on our flip phones that we had, like, Waterloo limited Rangers. Minutes on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or use the house phone, you know.
What was the first phone you ever had?
Oh, it was it was Track Phone brand.
Really?
Yeah, and it was red and white, and it was called the Oyster. And it took photos, which was kind of sick, but they looked like Minecraft.
I remember I like tried so hard to get a Razor, and then when I got a Razor, it wasn't cool anymore.
Everyone had Blackberries already.
I always wanted a Sidekick so bad.
Those were cool.
Yeah, always wanted one. Like,
mm-hmm. I had a Neon.
The QWERTY little slide keyboard.
Yeah. Remember the Rumor 2? Everyone had that phone.
Yep, I had that one, yep.
Is my teeth red yet?
No, you're good.
No, you're good.
All right, cool.
Do you remember the first iPhone?
My Uncle Rod had it, and everyone thought he was nuts.
Dude, I, like, personally thought it didn't exist.
Because it was expensive,
I was just like,
right?
I always thought it was just, like, the iPhone 3G.
I always thought that's where it started.
Right, but it's not, because that was technically the third one. That was just the phone for forever.
My Uncle Rod had either the iPhone 1 or the 2. I forget which one. But I remember, like, at a family dinner, he was showing everyone. We were all like, oh, my gosh.
The iPhone 4
was, because it was so expensive at the
time.
That's
what I mean. Because it was, like, iPhone 3 was, like, so – it was, like, so prolonged. And then, like, 4 was so designed differently.
I had a 3, yep.
What were some of the best computer games to play in school?
The first computer game I ever played was called Chex Quest. You guys know about that?
I don't know.
No. It came free in Chex cereal, and you played as like a Chex, like square of the cereal, but he had like a gun and his arms were blue for some reason. And I played it all the time. And then the thing is, like, it came free with the cereal. So once you got to like the second level, they'd be like, "Oh, you got to buy the real game." So I would just play the first two levels over and over.
Dude, I feel like we were like lucky with stuff like that, like toys like that, because I remember Taco Bell had like a a video game and like as a toy. It was like one game and it was like wasn't that long, but
yeah, pretty Burger cool, King though. Had one too.
Burger King had a like Xbox
like
games.
It was like a racing.
They did. Burger King did have Xbox.
It was like
games.
A, it was like a crotch rocket like racing game.
Racing.
Jeez, Peter.
The Fizz.
That's how you do it, right?
Yeah. Nice. Like I'm pretty sure McDonald's had like VHSs you could buy too. It's like,
oh yeah,
remember
did.
That?
Yeah,
yeah.
Should dude, toys were.
Oh yeah, they had the Simpsons Trip watches too for a bit.
Oh
too.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about those.
You
know?
Toss
or you
one
could
in.
Toss. Yeah.
Just toss one in.
Like you definitely don't get that now. Kids just want phones.
Oh, are you going for the cup?
Oh, oh God.
Oh, we about to blow that up. It's not a Mentos.
I hope not.
Yeah, we got technology over here.
All right, here you go. I missed twice.
Oh, my
God.
One
more.
One more?
Third time's a charm, ain't it?
Ain't it?
That's what they say.
You should just use your hand as
I
a backboard.
That once.
You guys are playing
you
the wrong.
You almost got it in the can.
You guys are playing the wrong sport.
Whoops.
That would have been more impressive.
Your stomach hurt?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Just throw Tums in there. Ooh.
Just yeah, explodes.
It
didn't
do anything crazy, but.
Now we're, yeah, now we're cooking.
You want to try it?
Now all we
Tums
play.
Tums in a rip it? That sounds... proactive.
Tums prevents you from ripping it
too hard.
Don't you guys hate the sound that like chip cards make when you put it in? Like, doesn't it just sound like it's getting declined?
It's like bam, bam,
oh, when
bam.
You push in oh, your yeah. credit yeah. card. Like, I just don't like doing that in general. It feels
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, you ever go to a place and you go to insert the chip and they're like, no, no chip. You gotta swipe it. And
yeah. Like, I feel like Orange. I feel like I don't get that much. Often anymore, but
I always feel bad, like I did something wrong. You know, like,
slide, so, like because you're like the 12th person in a row.
I want to know what the consequence is if you
swipe machine.
If you at those places, if you do put the card in and do like something with that chip, like what happens?
But dude, when they first,
why are they so concerned?
But when they first made the chips, I feel like so many companies were like, "Oh, we don't have that machine yet." So it's like you had like,
sorry,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Tim Hortons.
It's like, oh, this other Meyer had a chip machine. Do you get? Yeah, we don't have that yet. Just slide it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You guys.
We worked at a coffee shop like that. Remember, everyone would be like, where do I insert the chip?
Oh,
and we'd
yeah.
be like, you don't.
You
and
don't
then they'd be
do
like,
that.
Then it'd be like, but my security. What if I get robbed? And we'd yeah. be like, do you want the coffee or not?
Jesus, is this coffee worth and the security?
Another Schwab.
And then there's this guy that would come in like a cyborg. He'd be like, doof, doof, and he had like these tiny glasses. And he'd use Apple Pay, but we didn't
oh,
know we had
yeah.
it. You remember that guy?
Yeah, dude.
That was messed up.
We're just like, what is this guy trying to do?
We'd be like, here's your receipt. And he'd already be leaving with the coffee like, doof, doof, like
dude, that Apple guy was Pay insane. Was Apple Pay was cool for like a month. Because I used it a couple times, and it's weird.
I linked up my card to it, but it gave me fear.
You guys, in August, they're releasing Apple credit card.
Yeah.
Oh, how no.
That's scary.
We're all going to get it, aren't we?
I know, isn't it?
You're
like,
going to make us.
I'm like, damn, that's kind of
intriguing.
Like,
hey, you want to listen to Spotify and use Facebook?
So I was a freshman in high school, and I played Red Dead Redemption 1, the first one. And me that's and my right. friend were... super hyped on it. So we bought some replica revolvers offline, and it took about 3 months to get in. So we've been pretty eager. And they came in, and the first thing we did was clip the orange tips off.
Ah, classic.
And so the next thing we did was create a hit list of our friends that we wanted to hog tie. And you can see where this is going.
Yeah, yeah.
My nickname was always Gervy. His was Gomez. So Gomez always had the, you know, the poncho on, and I had the cowboy hat. So the first thing we did was hit our buddy Kurt, and
you hog tied him.
So I was like, "All right, Gomez, you go in my room. I'm going to have a pillowcase. I'm going to hide in my little brother's room." And I told my mom, I was like, "Send Kurt up. We want to hang out with him up in my room."
This sounds terrible.
So Gomez, I'm like, "All right, Gomez, take this revolver." And he's sitting on my bed, right? And so I'm in my little brother's room with a pillowcase. And I said, and so Kurt, I hear Kurt running up the stairs, and I'm like, "Oh, he's going to get it." And so he opens the door. He's like, "Hey, what's up?" And then he hears... both the revolvers are cocked back, and I just bag them immediately. He didn't put much
put up much of a fight when he saw those 8-inch barrels pointing at him. So we're carrying him. Me and Gomez are carrying him down the stairs. And we already got a hollowed out chair in the middle of my backyard. There's no seat in it.
Your mom's not like, didn't think anything?
No, she's cooking dinner.
I want to know what she's cooking. What was she cooking?
Probably pasta or something. Nice. I don't know.
The other person on the hit list.
Yeah, beans. I don't know. Beans. Yeah. So we're me and Gomez are carrying him down the stairs, both of us. Kurt ain't putting up much of a fight, and so we sit him down and we tie him up in this chair that has no seat in it. So it's kind of like that James Bond movie, you know, where he's got his nuts hanging out. And you could, like, hit him. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, that scene. Yeah, he's looking like that. It's very uncomfortable. So he's tied up on this chair. And we're like, we unbag him, and we're like, you're going to pay for your crimes. So we got a spoonful of wasabi and force-fed him. So we're like, ah, dang, we're all out of wasabi. Let's go get some sauerkraut from the fridge. So me and Gomez are running upstairs to go get some sauerkraut. And we look out the kitchen window, and we see Kurt running. And Kurt's running with the chair still stuck to him. So he's trying to waddle away. And we're like, hey! So we go chase after him, right? And the revolvers we had were nothing. They were like 250 FPS or something. So when we shot him, he realized, oh, it doesn't hurt. So then he started chasing us, still attached.
And just like airsoft BBs
airsoft. And so he's chasing us on the chair with the chair still attached to him. And fast forward the next day, we decide to go to the skate park. And my mom said, you can't bring the guns with you. And me and Gomez weren't having it. So we said, listen, Ma, we know what we're doing. We got the hit list still in our bag.
Oh my god.
Everybody that was on the hit list was at the skate park at one time. Oh, so man. We're like, we're going to round them up. So we're chasing our friends with these airsoft revolvers. And next thing we know, we see police lights coming towards the skate park. We hear sirens. Yeah, two fellas come out with their pistols already drawn. I threw my firearm in the grass.
Firearm.
And they put us all on the ground. And it was absolutely the most terrifying experience of my life, getting a Glock pointed at you.
Yeah, an actual one.
And they said, get on the ground, yelling at you. So
they end up just shooting like a BB at you.
I wasn't going to test them.
It was your mom. It was a whole setup.
Yeah. And so as I'm like on the ground getting frisked by this police officer, the next thing I know, I have to call my mother and tell her exactly what I did, which is what she did not want to happen.
Right.
And so I'm calling my mom, and she's pretty bummed at this point. Yeah. Gomez's parents weren't hyped either. And I got that was the saddest car ride home. I told my mom I didn't want the revolver anymore. And that's the last I saw it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather fart three times as loud with no smell, or fart three times as smelly, but it's quiet?
I like the audio.
He likes the reverb.
What's the context? Like, am I at a wedding or like?
At all times. Whenever you fart, it's three times as loud or smelly. Or smelly.
So it's like crazy loud.
I want the
crazy
audio, yeah.
Audio is good, loud. Yeah.
Because like you've been driving with yourself and you do one of them egg ones. Like,
they're going to know either way.
I rolled down the window.
The other person knows either way. So like just loud, it's over and done with. And
yeah, but if like if you fart really loud, it's kind of funny sometimes. But if you
feel
fart,
so good though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it tickles your butt.
The other one, it makes you think like something's going wrong, you know, when it smells like.
Especially when you're by yourself.
And you're like, oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. That one, it's like they take a while. Sometimes they get trapped in your pants. Those, and then you walk around and like you can't escape it.
Right.
Yeah.
There was one like, I think like a year ago, I let one go in one of my classes. on accident.
What happened?
You had no real confidence, or you have like more confidence in yourself than you think, and then it's a much louder, or it actually has audio, and you're not ready for it.
You just kind of had to. Oh, it was
kid,
a loud one.
Yeah, and I remember this kid behind me just losing it, and I was just stone cold, like nothing happened.
I've luckily been. I'm definitely the silent but deadly type, you know. So it's like whenever that happened in school, I would just wait for someone else to react, and then I'd be like, "Oh yeah, damn, what is that?"
One time, me and Preston were driving to Ohio to visit his family, and we were in the bathroom, and like there's like the lineup of urinals, you know. Mm-hmm. And this old guy comes in, like we're peeing, we're just it's normal time, we're European. Peeing, we're trying to get European. Some coffee, get on the road, you know.
We're rushing.
And then this dude comes in. And he's like, he's got that classic haircut, like bald in the middle with like hair on the sides, you know. He's got like, he's like on a business trip or something, you know. Yeah. He comes in and he starts peeing and he's like, and he just let a huge fart out. And like me and Preston were like we were trying really hard not to laugh, but we both started laughing and he got mad at us. Like he yelled at us for laughing at his fart. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, the thing is, he was like gonna, like he acted like he was gonna sock us. Like he wanted to sock us.
I feel like that's some confidence if you walk up in there and just let it.
It hurt his feelings that we laughed at it though, but like I couldn't. I was trying so hard not to laugh.
I would have laughed with you.
It would like the thing is he grunted right before he did it,
and he stepped right in between us. That's So it's like
we tried to leave space like there was space on the sides. Like he didn't have to pee next to us.
He stepped right in between us and decided to like rip one right in between two idiots. Oh, okay. So we're gonna laugh.
Yeah, he ripped eggs, and then he was thinking we were gonna be like. Oh, yes, a fart.
I was offended that we weren't getting offended.
Ah, oh, that smells.
I felt so bad, but I was thinking like, hey, man, you can't come in here and just tear and expect me to
Steve, did you just fart?
No, I did not.
Someone did because it smells.
No. It wasn't me this time.
You're imagining things now.
It's probably just you. You haven't showered in like an hour, so you probably smell.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
The best is like when you're in a stall and like the person next to you like gets the like that fart right before they drop a load, you know?
Like the echo bowl
and you're just
fart.
Like, hell yeah, man, you get it. Hell yeah, good for you.
Yeah. It's kind of sad when you see like someone's clothes folded at the bottom of a stall with their glasses on the ground.
Oh my god.
And they're moaning. Like, flies above the stall.
It's hard for me when someone just like farts.
That's
really
a whole
loud,
event. That's
laugh.
That's gasping for air. Yeah. That is like a whole battle.
I did see that once.
I try to like not laugh when people are like trying to take a shit or something, and then they just fucking fart, just rip it, it's just super loud, and you're just sitting there, you're like.
Do you rather battle a manual trick or have to battle a shit?
That was shit.
I think that was me all day today, really. I was trying to do a manual trick, and I had to take a dump the whole time.
Battle of shit, because the shit will come out. The manual trick will not happen.
I was just thinking, once I land, I just poop my pants.
So it's not happening.
Or, like, sometimes we're, like it's a, like, just gnarly one, and, like, you got to take your shirt off, you know?
That's when you're
like,
sweating.
I'm sweating. Like, dude, this sucks. Like,
that's what happens if it gets stored in there too long. It's like... It's getting packed and it's getting more and more dense. Mm-hmm. And like
it's gotta come out.
What's the longest turd you ever think you've like one complete turd?
I had a photo on my phone.
100%.
You have one?
I had one. Nice. I don't know if I deleted it or not. I can check real quick.
No doubt.
But one time,
like if you had to get you had to give it a measurement. What do you think?
One single.
It was over a foot, easy.
No.
Yeah, it was like a foot 0.5 maybe. Let's see if I got it.
When you wipe, do you check?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, like...
You gotta know how much more you gotta wipe.
My concept is, like, if it's still yellow, I ain't done yet. You know, like, it's gotta yellow. Be a pure... Yeah, like...
Yeah.
You gotta get it to where there's nothing on the paper.
Where it's just white.
And you can't use too small a slice.
All right. Mine's either brown or red.
It's flavor time. About to try Sriracha on a banana.
Why are you talking like you're reading from a teleprompter? Okay, it's
flavor time.
Sriracha on a banana. You're right. Gonna have the bad shits now.
Yeah, you just put. Oh no, Peter did the.
Is that a good amount?
The Tums.
That's more than enough.
That's good.
Yeah. The Tums in my.
Can the cam see that?
That is over
the.
Disgusting.
Let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes.
What's the review?
How was that?
Consistency is amazing.
How about that spice add to the potassium?
Spice is great.
You don't look happy.
That's a little.
That is there potassium in sriracha already?
I hope so. I'm not going to lie, guys. That was absolutely disgusting. But I would rate it a 7 out of 10.
Wow. Higher than the Rip It.
That's correct. I'd rather eat this than drink the
Rip
It.
Put some banana in.
Oh, okay. I found the photo. You can't see it that good because it's going into the hole of the toilet.
Dude, but send me that.
But yeah, when I did that one.
That's the straightest shit I've ever seen in my life.
It's like in the hole. That could be longer.
Dude, it hit the wall in the back and it was like. And then it like it was going out of the water.
How is it that straight? Mine always curves.
I don't know, man.
Bite of the banana,
I think
like,
it means no. I'm healthy. But when I did that, I was like.
I could just imagine that. Coming out and him going like, oh wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, dude, when I did it, though, it went like this. Like when it was, I was like I did that in the middle of it because I had like, to check
what
it out.
The
dude,
fuck?
And there's no toilet paper in there, so I know you didn't wipe. You immediately
I did,
stood up.
I took a shower.
Well, he took
after,
a photo
man.
First, right?
I had to take a full shower after that. The thing is, I felt amazing after that.
Yeah, the worst is like when you shower and they're like, nah, I gotta.
Yeah, I can't be doing that.
Would you guys rather? Run 100 miles per hour or fly 10 miles per hour?
Run 100.
I'll fly.
Yeah, I think I would fly. Can you imagine running 100, dude?
Yes.
Like, think about a car going on the freeway. You're still going like 30 miles an hour quicker.
You'd be putting a couple miles on them kneecaps, though.
Yeah. Is my lifespan shorter or something? You know,
I don't know.
I'm really thinking practicality here. Yeah. Like, skating? It'd be 10 times easier.
One push,
like,
you just zero to 40.
I try El Toro, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, true, yeah.
Be faster than yeah.
You run and could you imagine trying to throw down at 100 miles an hour?
I couldn't do it.
Wait, but
the speed bump.
Have you guys ever had...
Time. What are you talking about?
You guys had dreams you were flying before, though?
Oh, yeah.
Those dreams are tight. I remember, like,
as
one of
I mean,
the first
even
times
just...
I had a dream. I just got on the roof and just jumped off, and I started flying, and I saw, like, my grandma's house from the aerial position. That was sick. I woke up, I was mad.
I thought of a funny dream I had. You guys remember Buzz Lightyear? I had a dream I was shirtless, and I pushed in my nips at the same time, and those wings would shoot out. And I was flying around. It was pretty tight.
I've always wanted to be invisible.
Do you guys eat these, or do you take them off?
I take them off.
I eat them.
For me, it's like it depends how attached it is, you know?
Yeah.
I just peel it off and eat it. Is it okay to eat the the peel? No. It's not okay?
If you're Tanner and Rocky.
That's disgusting.
I think it's okay.
Tanner and Rocky eats them with the peel just...
No.
Done.
Would you rather have a sledgehammer to your knee or a fork to your eye?
Sledgehammer to the knee.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Sledgehammer to the knee.
I've had knee injuries.
Does the fork like... make my eye unusable?
Yeah.
Or does it just hurt a bit?
No, the eye's repairable.
All right. Okay. I think fork to the
is
eye.
Is the knee
man.
Not repairable then? Both are repairable. It's just the
I think
feeling.
I might have to do
the
eye, the
feeling
man.
Right now.
Yeah, I might have to do the eye.
Eye for sure.
Because like when you hurt your knee.
I don't know, man.
I got a paper cut on my eye once and I had to go to the hospital.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I was in third grade and I was trying to pull.
Sounds painful.
Okay, check this out. So you got you got like a trapper keeper or something like that, right? You guys remember that you draw on your binder?
Yeah, yeah.
I drew like the zero logo on their skull. Anyways, so I had one of them and it had a
draw the S too. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the six lines. Yep. Yeah.
And you write shorties, but just in your own
exactly,
handwriting.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I had a folder in there and I needed to pull it out. But there was a paper sticking like this high out of the folder.
Okay.
So like I didn't push it in all the way. So it's sticking out a little bit above the folder. And I'm trying to like pull it out. Ooh. And when I finally pulled it out, it was like caught on something. And it hit me in the eyeball. And it cut my cornea. And I had to go to the hospital. Because like I just thought like, oh, my eye. You know when you like something hits your eye and it just waters for a little bit?
Yeah.
But it watered for 3 hours.
That's insane.
And so the nurse
didn't,
at
like,
school
bleed
was
or anything?
Like
how's that?
No, it was just really like pussy. It was like swollen.
It just felt like irritated.
Yeah, and like so it wouldn't go away. And so then I went to the eye doctor and they like shot this laser thing onto my eye, which apparently like closed it.
Jeez.
And then it got better. But that was terrible.
Do you wear glasses or anything?
Do I wear glasses?
Yeah. So damn, that's tight. Just kind of a thing of the past.
Right. It just healed, yeah. But I remember the feeling, though. It's just constantly watering. Like, I couldn't keep it open because the light just hurt it so bad. who's sensitive.
Because I got I got glasses when I was like 13, and my literally every time I go to the doctor's, my eyes get worse.
But if you ever see like anything, like a photo or video of me outside and it's sunny, I'm always like this. Like I have this eye kind of closed.
Oh, okay.
It's just like sensitive to the light.
Yeah, that makes sense. But if you had to put a number on it, how many times in your life do you think you've popped your tail? And that means just like popping up to your hand. How many times has Adam farted?
When you said that, I pictured like popped my tailbone out of place. That but you mean like when you're skating?
Yeah,
skating,
even like up to your hand.
Oh shit!
Oh man!
Good God!
Your tail hits the ground. Yeah.
10,000.
Don't you hate it too when you
like? I'm no mathematician, but I'm gonna say a million.
Yeah, it's way over 10,000.
Yeah, I'm gonna straight up say 1 million.
Every time you pop your board up to your hand,
pops.
I don't know.
Million.
Don't you hate it when you pop up your board and you don't grab it?
Yeah, that I do that a lot when I'm like trying to like I've been doing a trick for a long time and you start get tired and then it just falls over. Yeah. Just shove it like it just misses and
You pop it and you try to grab it and you miss it.
I kind of like in videos sometimes when they show like right before a guy's going to land the trick, they show him like a little bit. Like mostly in like a hockey video, like they'll show a guy and you like Andrew Allen, you know he's suffering. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
You see him, he tries to pop his board up, you know he's suffering, but then he lands it.
Yep.
Or he slams really bad and it's like equally as good as a trick in the part.
That bank that he like kickflips in from the top into.
And they show that fall before.
It's in Cincinnati and that spot's gnarly.
Dude. Yeah, he's crazy, man.
The backside flip to switch Manny on the gas station Manny pad and he just
he literally just like his body just takes over.
He kind of looks like a corpse.
Right to his ass, dude. He ate so much shit on that.
Yeah. I like seeing that kind of stuff though because it makes me think like I guess I can skate. You know,
I did that.
They fall too.
Well, I'm like, oh yeah, I can't pop my board up.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah, it makes it more personal because you're watching this guy suffer, and you're like, I'm suffering too when I'm skating sometimes.
And then you write a poem about it before you go to bed.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
How's a nightcub feel then?
Yeah, that's kind of like you're tired and then you need it.
Oh, yeah.
But then sometimes
like
you're about
to go night skating.
Yeah.
You need to pick me up.
Honestly, like when I filmed the first couple ones, we got coffee like every time. But by the end of it, it's kind of like, I just got to go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't want to be up till 3.
Too late.
Yeah, because you could drink it if you drink coffee at 8 and you go film till midnight, feel fine. But if you get coffee at like 11 and you want to go to bed at 1, you might be up till 3.
Yeah.
Then like, you're mad.
The first night cup was definitely a concept like, how late can we stay up with this coffee? And then by the third night cup, we're thinking like, oh, we should probably just, as soon as it gets dark, we should try to like film as much as we can before 12.
Yeah.
And we'd go to sleep.
It's kind of like it was fun. At first, we were thinking like, oh, we always get coffee in the summer. We don't have to get up.
Yeah.
But then like later when you're like having a job and like going to school and all that, it's kind of like, all right, I guess we're going to like, I already had coffee at 6, so we're just going to film till we're tired or this guy gets too mad and we're going to go home at 11.
Or both.
Yeah, or both.
I started to like getting up early after a while. Like, I want to get up at 8, so it'd suck because, like, I'd like filming late, but then sometimes when you, like, you're done skating at 1:30, but then you know, like, I got to drop this guy off, then I got to come home, unpack all my stuff, got to brush my teeth, take a shower. Like, you're going to go to bed at like 2:30 actually.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I just want, I don't want to feel terrible tomorrow.
I always think about that when I'm lighting up a spot. It's like when I'm driving home, I was like, damn, I got to put the Jenny back in the garage. I got to put all the lights back away.
Yeah. And you're by yourself.
I can't. Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Everyone's asleep. I can't just, and sometimes I'm like, I'll just leave it in my car. And I'm like, no, I can't do that.
I used to keep all the stuff for like, my band like at my house, and so it sucked because everyone would be like, peace, man. And then you get, it's like 2 a.m. you're like unloading all these amps, trying not to wake everyone up, and you're also
like, have fun going to sleep because I ain't going to sleep anytime soon.
You kind of want
to
sock yourself in the face because you can't leave it in your car because someone might rob like the most expensive stuff you own,
right?
And like,
it's like, I don't want to leave these $700 lights in my
in
my car.
You gotta put them away, and then like by the time you're ready to go to bed, you're like, it's almost morning.
Yeah.
And fully honest, I have to pee. But I can hold it for a bit.
We can take a break.
Quick break.
Take a pee break.
That sounds awesome.
Pee break.
All right. I'll pee it up.
Yeah, I got to pee too, man.
Pee break.
What will it take for you to take a full shot of sriracha?
You give me $100 cash.
$100?
You won't do it.
That's just a high price.
That's a high price, man.
That's a tall order.
I'm not going to do a shot of Sriracha right now.
Okay, what if Preston tomorrow...
That sounds awful.
What if tomorrow Preston has to spend the entire morning doing a fakey inward heel until he lands it?
I'll do a quarter shot of it if you...
Why? Can you not fakey inward heel?
I don't know. It just seems like not what you want
to
do.
Quarter shot of it for Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Del Taco.
Oh, then you might as
well
just table,
take it, Preston. You might as well just take it yourself.
The thing is,
I know you want
he
to.
He already ate it on the back.
No, the thing is, if I do that, like, I'll have to take a Tums, and that risks me getting a kidney stone.
But your name's Stone.
Why is his name Stone?
Which leads me to the story one time. Me and segue. Preston were at Starbucks.
Preston,
and
I'm sorry.
Preston and I.
Shut up, Scott.
We're at Starbucks, and, you know, they ask you your name, and I said, for mine, I said Peter, because that's my name. And Preston was behind me. He ordered his drink, and they said name, and he said, press stone. And then they said, then they were like, Preston? He was like, no, press stone.
I said, it's Italian.
Yeah, and then they wrote it, press stone. And then, like, he didn't think much of it, but every time after I saw him, he'd do this thing, like, we'd go to concerts. Went to the show specifically in Grand Rapids, and the whole time he was like this when he was observing the band play because he was just focused.
Kind of like thinking, how you guys met.
Yeah. He's like this. And I was thinking, Stone. You know, I'm like, this guy's stone cold right now. He's
stone cold.
He's stoned up.
Well, the difference between Peter and I is I'm a scanner. Peter is an observer.
It's true.
Okay. That makes sense.
We've
talked about this before. Like, I'm scanning.
That's what he was doing during the show.
I'm scanning. I'm looking at everything. You know,
he's thinking like, where's the quickest way to get out if there's a fire? You know, he's scanning the room.
Yeah, but Pete's observing. He's looking like, oh, the cuffs on that guy's pants is a little too high, or like, you know, like things like that.
You're more for survival. He's more for content. You guys got different body language.
It's like the thing is, he's thinking a little bit more practically and a little bit more like generally. I'm thinking like, man, that guy looks just like my cousin if he was like a little bit warped.
I'm looking.
It's like a Kohl's brand, you know.
But the thing is, we'll notice the same crazy guy walking on the street.
Yeah.
Like I'm scanning the environment, and I'm getting a broad audience. He's scanning, or he's observing.
Sorry.
He's hitting more targets with less detail. I'm hitting less targets with more detail.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm picturing Terminator when you're looking through
but
the Terminator.
It's actually, it's like almost a burden for me, though, because like I have to observe everything. Like I can't help it, you know? Like I'm thinking like, oh, that guy shaves different than that guy. How do I shave? You know, like I'm, my face. And I have to think about that then. Like I don't want to, but like I have to.
Makes sense.
You know?
I want to know like, like where the idea or whatever like came from Verdict, because dude,
that, fucking great.
That, I love that part.
It is a great part.
I listen to that song all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Just the kind, like the cutscenes are good.
Basically, it was just we would go to spots and Dave would just yell my last name,
Lieutenant Furgon.
He'd be like, Furgon. Yeah, it's like Furgon, you're up next. Oh my God. And
my hand was down here.
Did I slide you?
Yeah, you've had a couple times.
It's because I'm wearing slides.
My bad.
I need to figure this whole situation out. Tell your story. Sorry.
Yeah, it just became we'll like an inside out. Joke. It became an inside joke. And like, so I was like, hey, Dave, since we're working on this project together, we should do a skit. And he's like, sure, yeah. And so Dave kind of wrote out the skit of how he wanted the image to look like.
Okay.
And I bought all the props and we filmed it in my dad's basement. And we made my dad's basement look like a bunker.
Dude, yeah, it does.
Dude, like the lighting is like you guys killed it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was very we didn't want it to be taken seriously, you know, cuz like yeah, we worked hard to like film that part and stuff, but like we also wanted it to be lighthearted and like the humor of it just was natural because that's all like the whole time we were filming it he was yelling my last name.
Yeah, like, you can like, well maybe it's just because when you did the I was there when you did
the 50 around the bend.
No, you crooked.
Oh, was it the western rail,
the double rail or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
You smithed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I was there that day or whatever. He kept going, and he every time you would go, he's like, "Mount up, Lieutenant."
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
so
how
it's like
started.
I understood the yeah the comedy
like
behind
got,
it.
I feel like he's got a new phrase every year. Like handle it was
every time
oh,
I
man.
See him. It's
okay,
like,
I don't know if you guys like can cut in with the podcast, but Dave made this video. I know Preston's got it on his phone. It's yeah, like Preston with no shirt on, and he like ollies to do a trick, and he bails and grabs his board. And Dave edited it like black and white, like. As if it was like a memoir to a fallen soldier. You know, yeah. Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about, right?
Yeah.
You got to send that to
if
them.
If you send
so
it to me, yeah,
see,
yeah, I'll put it in there. Yeah.
That's a good, like, that's kind of what started it all, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, that it good. Pretty much.
Right on.
It was like, and he used that font that's like the military.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
It looks like
oh,
a
okay.
My yeah. favorite clip of it is when they're pouring. It's like Casey was like standing in for like
oh,
the
glasses yeah. overflowing.
Dude,
she
and the
killed
glasses
it too, honestly.
Like,
yeah.
That was yeah. the funniest. They're both staring at the footage.
You're watching footage. Like,
just overflowing. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Oh, did
the
you
end,
post it? You
at the
it
end,
there?
Dave's just like,
yeah. I got a little segment I created.
All right.
Here we go. You know, especially for this one.
All right, it's called This or That. Ooh. What's the difference? Would you rather? It's different because it's not.
I already.
It's simpler. Okay, it's not like this. Really, isn't like well, you know, because like, would you rather? It's like, well, is the sledgehammer like hitting my knee and I can't walk ever again? You know what I mean? This, sure. this these ones are a lot
okay.
more simple. Okay, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Coke.
Coke. Yeah. Liquor or beer?
Beer.
When driving, windows down or AC?
Down.
I don't have AC.
AC.
Yeah.
That question is stupid. Oh damn! I already asked this.
That one. Was kind of discriminatory.
Yeah.
Well, because
you
like,
hurt Pete's feelings.
You feel, were, he
well,
feels
targeted.
I just like don't like air conditioning. Honestly,
you
like,
know what
I would rather have when it's super hot out. I would rather have.
What's wind. Funny is like they it still blows, but it's not that cold. You know,
okay,
like
it's
so
hot, man. It's,
yeah, yeah.
People
it's,
have
it's
told
it's
me
hot, but like when I wake up and you know, like in the morning when it's still cold, I'm like, I got AC. You know, but then by the time it's noon, it's like blown hot air.
So it's blowing the temperature down. Outside.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Which is technically air conditioning.
You're conditioning it to be exactly outside.
Yeah, you're
exactly.
conditioning. It's
which
not necessarily
feels pretty
cold.
Good because it's hitting me faster when it's getting blown by a fan.
I guess you're right.
Just install some fans. Front side or back side?
Front side.
Back side.
Yeah, front.
Depends on the object.
Nope. Just pick one.
But it depends on the object.
Back side.
Just not
front side.
Front. You can only skate front side or back side for the rest of your life.
Front side.
Back side.
Front side. Yeah, I'm picking front side.
Back side.
You just bought a hamburger. Do you want fries or tots with that?
Fries.
Tots.
Shit.
Tots. Fries.
Tots.
I don't know.
I'm putting yeah. tots right in my cargoes.
I guess
yeah,
this
I
one.
Think tots.
Yeah. Because they're rare. Right. Yeah. When I feel like when you have the option for fries or tots, like you're like, oh, these guys got tots.
I'm going tot
tots.
Mode.
I go
yeah.
tots, man.
Yeah.
Especially the smiley face tots, man. Those are tight.
You just got in an elevator with a bunch of people that you don't know. Do you make small talk or no?
No.
It just all depends on
depends
who,
on my
what
mood.
They're like.
Yeah, so what elevator am I in? Like,
That's a good point.
Like, am I...
Just a... Not like work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, just a... Like a hotel.
I can tell yeah. you what breaks the deal for me.
Okay.
If the guy like, let's say I get in the guy's like floor 3. You know when you get in and the guy's like, eh? I can push the button for you?
Yeah.
Like, if that guy's saying that, I'm like, I could talk to this guy. But if
see,
I get in there
fine.
And
okay.
they look like... Oh. They,
he's already, like, being positive.
Yeah, yeah. I'm yeah. like, all right, I can talk to this guy. I'm like, hey, where are you headed? What are you doing? Or whatever. But, like, you know, sometimes you get in there and, like, the people kind of look at you like...
Like, speak to me.
Like, they're thinking, like, are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Don't yeah you got, like, a sweaty butt crack, some
yeah.
dirt on your
yeah, they're like,
cheek and... You just got done skating.
Dude, when I
you
was... Know,
yeah, and they're thinking
they don't
you might
talk
sock
to me,
them.
Like, yeah,
yeah. They, yeah. I, then I'm not going to talk
gonna
to them. Because they
the
don't
conversation.
They don't want me to.
Like, I don't want to talk to me. Like,
you
I'm
don't
want to
talk
you,
to me neither.
Yeah. I'm not going to make you talk to me. I don't even want to talk to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? You got your hamburger and tots, right?
Sure.
When you're eating those, do you eat them at one at a time? Or do you like take a couple bites of your burger and then a couple bites of your tots?
I'm a this or that kind of guy. Like,
I don't
I'll
plan that out. I just
go
with it.
The flow.
I can
really?
Say too yeah. much about this topic.
Yeah.
Because I personally have to finish that burger. I don't eat any fries. I don't eat any tots.
Okay,
I have to finish that burger. Once I pick up that burger, I have to finish it, no matter where I'm at. Wendy's,
that is sick.
A restaurant.
Thank you. I agree.
I have to do that.
Man, let me deliver my concept here. So for years, I eat too fast, and then my tummy hurts.
I feel you on that.
And I wait too long to eat between when I eat, and then when I get the food, I act like I've never seen food before in my life. And so, like, I do this thing now where, like, I still start doing that, and then I realize I'm doing it. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. So, like, if I had that burger, I would eat, like, half the burger, and then I'd realize at that point. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to feel terrible.
Right.
So I'd set the burger down. I would drink some water because I always got some water in this water bottle right here.
Yeah, that's true. That's a factor too. Because I mean, I will do that. I won't put the burger down, but I will grab like.
I have to put it down.
That I have.
I have to put it down, and then I would go to. That's when I would transfer to tots, and I'd also probably put a few tots on the burger at some point.
That's pretty. I've seen him do that.
That's fair. That's fair.
I do that with fries and tots and stuff. I do that, but then
the checker fry burger.
Yeah, and then I would probably eat like almost the rest of the burger. Then I'd go back to the tots, but I'm not doing this because I want to. I'm doing it because I'm trying not to eat fast. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
So I used to just do what you were saying. Like I would go. I'd be like 1, 2, 3. You know, like. Then you'd eat ice cream after or something like that. Like, you just do one at a time.
Right.
But the only reason I quit doing it is because I got tired of my stomach hurting. And then I realized, like, that I wasn't chewing that much, you know? And I was like, man, it's probably harder on my digestive system.
Dude, even that Bucharest we ate today, like, I, like, scarfed that down. And then I was like, ah, oh, man, why do I...
It's that garlic.
Well, I picture there's like...
No, it's not even that. It's like I've been on this earth for 28 years. Like, why have I not learned to, like, slow down,
yeah,
man?
It's hard. Like, but I picture there's like...
Yeah, but that's just greasy as fuck, too. It doesn't
not...
But no, don't you think that...
Don't focus on the Bucharest. I'm talking about food in general.
Anything.
Like,
oh, yeah, yes.
Like,
but, like,
I
picture there's
fast.
Like thousands of small firefighters in my stomach. They're like, batten the hatch! You know, they're like... they're like trying to...
Peter's
like,
eating!
They're, yeah, all the food's coming in, and they're like cutting it with swords.
A lot of
stuff,
food's
like,
coming. Oh, it's like SpongeBob. Yeah. We ain't got none of the names.
Yeah, it's like Osmosis Jones.
Yeah,
same idea. Like, they're like, it's coming down from the ceiling, and they're like,
yeah, they got like bazookas.
They're like, he's not chewing much today. You know,
he's
like,
eating burger and tots. Yeah. We can't keep up. Retreat.
Yeah,
he put the
like
tots on the burger. We need reinforcements.
I'm just picturing Osmosis Jones.
<It's> And then, like, if it's overpowering them, they're like, they pull a cord and they're like, tummy ache. You know, like they pull it.
And I'm literally like Osmosis Jones or Inside Out, that one Disney Pixar movie. Here's
I picture
that
happening, man.
I don't know if this is on your thing. It just hit me. Chips and dip or chips and salsa?
Oh, yeah. What's dip? We asked that already.
Like
earlier.
French onion dip. Did we?
Dip.
At
Tim Hortons.
Salsa.
Salsa's fresh.
Just for the facade of health.
Yeah.
Chips and salsa?
Yeah, I'm a salsa guy. So I would just bypass all of it and go to queso. Ooh.
I got to do guac over queso. My apologies if that offended you.
No.
Beer or liquor?
I feel like a lot of people are going to get...
Ten minutes ago. It. I'm going to say beer.
I have one more this or that. Your wallet. Left or right pocket?
Oh. Right. Butt pocket or thigh?
Back, it's always right. Back right. Wait, you put it in your front pocket?
Yeah. Well, because I got a super thin wallet on purpose, so I could do that.
I go back left, but my wallet is just all my cards with a hair tie around it. Like, I don't really have a wallet.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah, I got a super thin leather one, and I put it in my front pocket so I don't get pickpocketed.
I've always thought about like getting a smaller one because I've always had just like a super, well, not super big, but like, you know.
Cause I have a salary, that's why.
I go to a chiropractor, and like.
I heard it's bad for you, right?
I quit doing it because when you sit uneven like that, it makes your hips out of alignment, and then one leg will be longer than your other
one. That's probably why my knee hurts.
And it affects you. Yeah, it affects your whole body. So that's why, like, the thin one, it's like, it doesn't affect me. And I usually don't keep it in my pocket.
I see a lot of, like, just, like, little ads and stuff about, like, the smaller ones where it's, like, mainly just cards. Because, I mean, who even really carries cash anymore?
Yeah, but for me, like, with the hair tie, it's like, if I got money, I just put it in there, like, between the cards or whatever.
A lot of people got those phone cases with them now.
Yeah, don't you?
That's true, yeah.
Nope, not. Oh, yes, I do, actually. Your mom gave it to me for my birthday.
Thank you, Mrs. Morris.
Yeah, I got a Yopa gift card that she also gave me.
Thanks, Mrs. Morris.
She's literally become, like, my second mom because, like, I lived in their basement for 1 year. When I broke my arm, she helped take care of me. When I dislocated my kneecap, she helped take care of me.
Nice.
So, like, the Morrises have been a second family to me, and she even refers to me as her fifth son? Sixth?
Third?
Wait.
What?
Yeah. Kid?
Wait, yeah, wait, what?
I'm the youngest of five kids, yeah, but only three of them are boys. So I guess you'd be the fourth son.
Yeah, so it's endearing.
So one sister.
And as is Preston's family to mine, like, his dad will text me or us and be like, steaks tonight? And then he'll, like, make us steaks.
Yeah, our families have been very good to both of us.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging.
And it's also crazy because, like we said earlier, his dad would drive him from, like, Cleveland area all the way to Kalamazoo, drop him off, drive all the way back immediately, and then we would hang out, and then he would drive all the way back to pick him up and then drive all the way.
Yeah, it'd either be my mom or dad. So like, they endorse our friendship.
Yeah, it's awesome. Cool.
Right on.
Sponsored by mom and
dad.
So
it kind of works out, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. And it's weird, too, because like all of our friend group that we had, like I was way closer to everyone except Preston, and Preston to them. Aside from me, and then it was like just us, and we stayed friends, which was really weird. Like it was really random that, like, we lived far away, but we kept up, and like no one else in our crew of like loading dock homies,
right?
With them when we made YouTube videos, like they all just did other stuff. Dude, we would.
Isn't
we would
that
just
crazy?
We would, like, just double flip off loading docks and land primo like for
did
hours.
You go on Vimeo and type in HBP Preston, and you will find a video of either Peter and I or I.
Yeah, we would do that. There was a six stair and a loading dock that we could bike to from our houses, and we would just do double flips and varial flips.
I was like 12. You were like 13.
Yeah,
or
I would do a switch 180 down stuff, but I wouldn't pop. Like I remember, I thought every trick I learned, I couldn't really do it unless I could do it off a loading.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes. You know? That was the mentality.
Dude, there was a crazy one. You remember Sears?
Yep.
But that one was like, there was a grate at the end of it, so you had to past the grate.
Oh.
And only so many people did it.
What we would do sometimes is like put a bike at the end.
Okay.
Like just make a gap.
Yeah.
Because we rode our bikes. So
like. Also, initiation to our squadron would be like the 10 stair at Portage Skate Park.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, it's like either you ollie it or you board slide it.
Yeah.
Rail, how do you board slide that rail?
I board slid it because I didn't want to ollie it. Like I got jack pressure.
I ollied it when I was like 10. And I thought it was the biggest deal ever. And then I board slid it when I was 12. And I thought it was the biggest deal ever. And then I kickflipped it when I was 13. And I thought I was cool. And then I grew up and I realized, why'd I do that? I wish I had better taste in skateboarding at that time.
Yeah, it was like that was how you...
This reminds
that's just
me
how
of
you
the...
expressed yourself at that time. You're thinking like, launch. And then like you didn't get hurt. And then now you're thinking like, chill.
And also the rail at Portage is like this. It's just
it's so steep.
It's almost like dangerous because it's so steep and like short. It's like really easy to get on, but
plummeting.
Like you can, like I've seen people go to board slide it that are really good at skating and they hit like the last 3 inches of it.
Yeah.
Like you have to go slow and not pop that much to like get on it.
This reminds me of like the 10th stair at Concrete Jungle.
Yikes. I worked there for a number of years. I'm very familiar with that thing.
What's the your favorite place you guys ever skated?
What?
Together?
No,
just like in general, like
city.
Yeah, like location.
Oh,
yeah, like not
spot,
like
city, anything.
Yeah. Let me like not Michigan.
Very vague.
Like out of Michigan, what's your favorite place?
Michigan.
Yeah, and not Ohio or Indiana.
This is kind of cliche, but Jaquan before they nobbed it all.
Okay.
Because I used to go there with my friend Tyler.
Alex and I were gonna go there, but
So they always had been nobbing it, but you could like knock them off.
Okay.
But then they cut like slices in the ledges. So, like, you can only do blunts and lip slides pretty much. Mm. Like, you can't do tail slides or 50s.
Yeah.
And there's a few, like, spots where you still can. But, like, the main ones that you would want to skate, you can't really do much on anymore. But there's still, like, manual pads.
When was that? Recently?
Maybe, like, a year or two ago.
Oh, damn.
But, yeah. Like, yeah, no, probably, like, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2017, I think, is when that happened. But
before
that, it was, like, just a giant skate park, you know?
Yeah.
One time we went there and like there's this guy that everyone knew except me because I was with like these guys from Ohio and my friend Tyler and stuff. And then like there was a guy they all knew, but he was like out of his mind. Like he drank a lot. Like there's just a pile of beer cans next to him. And like they all were like, oh, is that whatever his name is. And then like he got up and he was like just saying all this insane stuff. And they were like, he's kind of like homeless drunk. They like said that. And then like he was like, yeah, Spencer's living inside of me. And he like started saying all this crazy stuff. And like, what? I didn't know this guy, but they were all freaked out because they were like, last they knew this guy was normal. Now they're seeing him like this at Jaquan.
Damn.
So they were all thinking like, man, he went off the edge. But for me, I was just thinking like, yeah, it seems like this guy's always here, you know? So I was just skating around, but they were all like disturbed by it.
Too many rippets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Toronto.
Too many F-bombs.
That one time we went to Toronto was amazing.
Toronto's great.
I love Toronto. Good city, good people. Probably going to be nuts when we go.
Pretty sure everyone can guess.
What else is good spot?
Yours is Puerto Rico.
Everywhere in Texas was so fun. Like, I love skating those ditches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That felt very natural.
What about in Kalamazoo? What's your favorite place in Kalamazoo?
Double Bank.
Metal Edge?
Metal Edge.
It's gone now.
I'm glad. Is everything bigger in Texas?
Yes.
Just the boots.
I guess so.
Cowboy boots.
Yeah, the boots.
Are massive.
No, we got kicked out of a cowboy. Oh, not really kicked out. We got in trouble at a cowboy boot shop. We went there, and there's these boots with massive eagles on them. And
they're $1,000.
Like, they're $1,000. I was like, hey, Pete, take a picture of me in these boots. And this guy with some feathered hair came up and was like, the costume store's down the street. And
Damn. And
I was like, I could take a hint, but I didn't say anything. I felt pretty country.
And then Jalen gave him a bad review on Yelp.
Yeah, then Jalen.
That's
yeah.
how you get him.
He said, he was like, I was trying on my favorite pair of boots at your location. I will be taking my business elsewhere. I was rudely treated or something like that.
Yeah,
it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny. But, yeah, I think that's my favorite spot to skate. I'm just kidding.
What about Kalamazoo, though?
Kalamazoo, well, Davis Street Plaza is really fun to skate. That's just a spot to skate. That's really fun. Yeah. Thank you,
what
Dave,
about a street
for
helping
spot? Us get that. Street
yes,
spot.
Thanks,
that's really hard.
Yeah, because like
it's like campus is pretty fun to skate. I like there's this weird ledge that's in this industrial side of Kalamazoo that's cool. Pete got some clips on it.
Wait,
I think Nady Boy made it.
Oh, the one with the coping on it?
Yeah, it's
the one Garrett does front fuel.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like a massive cinder block with the, like coping on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
that thing's kind of fun.
That spot's cool. My favorite spot to skate though, I think, is at the courthouse. There's the rails. Film you filmed me do a trick there, Steve. It was the back 50 around the bend.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that spot's cool.
The thing
cool.
is, I could do that over and over and over again, and I would never get tired of it.
Yeah,
I just wish I could skate that spot all the time, but. I've only been able
to
skate
like
three times. Yeah, you got to bring wood there and stuff.
There's a process to that.
Yeah, but it's so fun to skate.
I love Hart. I know that we've been there a lot.
I mean,
Hart's
chill. I don't know. Like, the first spot that comes to mind is like Eastern has spots.
Eastern's good.
Like, that's when you guys come back, we definitely hit up some Eastern spots.
I liked everything you took us to today.
Yeah, dude, today was tight. Today was productive. When we woke up, I like looked outside. I was like, probably just gonna go to Hart and then it's gonna rain. And it like
good
that
day.
That was not how the day went.
No, it worked out really well.
It
was
so
fun
it was
though.
Good.
Peter,
good
what's your favorite Kalamazoo spot?
Well, once I asked you, I realized I shouldn't have because I couldn't think of anything. But there's
a spot to skate.
See, there's some spots that I liked for a while, but then I skated them so much that now I can't think of anything to do on them anymore.
Yeah.
So there's ones like that, but I think one of the coolest spots, not saying I have anything to do on it anymore, is like the at the courthouse, there's like these really short like block hubba type things, and it's like over a four stair. You guys know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
It's marble.
It's a marble brick that you can skate, and like John Hebert did switch nose grind 180, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
You have to gap out anything you do, and I fractured my ankle a couple years ago doing like a 5-0 on it, and after that it was kind of hard to like, and then I tried to do switch nose slide gap to switch, and then I rolled my ankle because like it sucks if you don't go fast enough, you step on the last stair.
Yeah,
and that's both times how I got hurt.
Oh.
But it looks so cool. It's just like a cool looking spot, but
right,
it's like, I don't know, it's hard to like think of something that hasn't been done on it. That's like the problem. I guess.
What about like for skating stuff? Like, do you have a trick that sticks out to you that like is your favorite because you battled it or it just happened quick? Like, whatever the case may be. Like, do you have a trick that sticks out to you that you're just
like what's one clip that you're just like
super
you like to
on.
Tell people?
Oh, I the so that shotgun rail. I did the double 50, like the cross 50.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That's my favorite trick I think I've ever done, and it didn't really take that long. It just was so fun because it was unique.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine might be the like my Ender in Dirty Waters 2. I did that like back 50 and then board slid that rail. That's like
that was nuts.
Like 90 degrees from it because I was really scared to do it, and I don't know. You know when you're like shaky and you have that feeling like where you're like, I can't do this. I like had that feeling, but I just did it anyway for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the stupid thing is, so I did it and like it was scary. Like I was like shaky when I did it and I landed it. But like it's really hard to keep your speed when you're going like 90 degrees onto the board slide.
Right.
So I landed it fine, but I was like, I want to see if I can land it going faster. And so I did the back 50, and then when I ollied into the board slide, I just stuck, and then I sacked it, and, like, when I sacked the rail, I grabbed it like this so that I could, like, try to stop myself, but then I like, swung my head down, and I split my forehead open, and I had to get stitches and stuff.
Damn.
But then it went, it got on hull meat, so that was kind of cool.
Wasn't the lady really rude to you that was giving you the stitches?
Yeah, she was really rude to me. She was, she didn't numb it. And it was, like, painful. So damn. I was, like... And she also did it in the hallway of the hospital, which was weird.
Yeah.
And she was, like...
What?
She was, like, I would never let my kids skateboard, blah, 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 blah. She was, like, how old are you? And I was, like, 21.
Like, all right, but, whatever. Like, and she was like, I'm a patient. You shouldn't be, like, judging me right now. Yeah. I'm in pain. Like, what?
And she was, like, you don't need any... She was, like, if you're out there skateboarding, you don't need it this numbed or whatever. So it was weird because I could just feel her doing it.
She was trying to teach you a lesson, like...
I mean, no, that's...
Yeah, that was really weird. And that... Yeah, that was just a weird... It
that's
was just whack. A...
That's bizarre.
It's the trick I did that... Like, there's other tricks I like better, but that one just has a lot of story behind it.
Alex, do you have a favorite trick?
My next one.
Hey. Next that can be taken in many ways.
Well, that was going to be my next, like, segment was, like, what... Or not segment, but next
I love
question.
Your segments.
My next question was... So, your favorite trick that you ever did, but what's, like, one trick that, like, you still want to try to get? Because there's, like, one, the fakie tray that I tried in Grand Rapids. I've tried so many times and still have never gotten, like, it. I'd still want to get it. Like what's a trick like that where?
So, the crook nolly flipping ain't nothing better. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It's an older one.
Oh, dude, that one's.
Okay, so, quick story behind that. I tried it all summer long in 09, and then my dad passed away at the very end of August. And I was going back to school. And I didn't think, like, at that time, too, I was like, I'm over it. I had a lot of footage at the time. Long story short, Jeremy hit me up one time and was just like, hey, like, what's going on? Do you want to come into town? I was just like, why? He's just like, oh, you just come into town and hang out. He's like, trying to help me out or whatever. I was like, sure. Going to town, I'm with Carell. So it was me, Jeremy, and my friend Carell. And we went to this spot. It's those silver rails they've ever seen. It's like a handicap rail or whatever. I'm trying to think of a trick somebody did on it. Jay-Z did front 50 back big spin out in the recent video.
Yes.
So we went there and I was trying to do crook now I flip over on it forever. Went and did it within like probably like 10 tries. That was like probably a week and a half after my dad died. So that one sticks out. The fakie flip over mini tees and what was it? Spazzatura. I did it 2 days before the premiere. It was like December 18th or whatever. I just finished student teaching, so I'm done with college. And I was fucking hyped. Jeremy again hits me up. He's like, yo, it's 55 degrees. What?
You guys are out of control. No.
Jeremy hits me up. It's 55 degrees. Do you want to go to mini tees and try it one more time? And I was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Sure. So I did that 2 days before the premiere. Like literally, it's like Wednesday.
Two days before the premiere?
It's Wednesday, right? Thursday evening is Rough Riders 2 at the fucking Russell Industrial.
Yeah.
And then the next day is the Spazzatura Dat Snare 3 premiere at the Crowfoot.
Damn.
So Jeremy, because
Jeremy, like I knew that, but I didn't know
Jeremy
that.
Didn't make copies, so he was like, listen, he's like, if you want to try it one more time, we'll throw it in there. So like literally my song and like everything ends cool. And then the footage gets thrown in there, and I did it in probably like 20 minutes. Like I went from trying it all summer long, like hours, I did it in like 20 minutes.
That must have felt good.
It felt fucking great.
Yeah, both those clips are heavy.
So now are you gonna claim your one you didn't get?
Yeah, what's one that you haven't gotten yet?
This is like the bunt now where it's like...
Probably the switch flip.
You know how they have that where they're like...
That's one I'll never get to do.
I need to catch up on that.
I'll never get to do the switch because the spot's gone, right? If anything, then
oh, that does suck, yeah.
That one does hurt deep down because I've seen the footage.
You've tried that so many times. Mm-hmm.
Probably the front nose big spin at Canton at this point, because I think everything else I've done that I've been stoked on, like probably the front nose big spin can.
That's good.
Preston, what's a trick you still
want to
get?
I want to get it, but I don't know if I will. I tried that double kink, that board slide, and I shattered my elbow. I knew I could do it if I just committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, the rail is aluminum.
Oh.
And so, like, I was 19. I had just moved there. It was, like, 2 months. It was, like, my first 3 weeks of college, you know? Okay. So this is, everything's brand new to me. And, like, I felt so confident. I felt like, all right, if I get on it, like, I can just go. And I made it down, and I hit the kink all the way to the tip of the flat. And then I launched off my first attempt. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I got to the second part of the kink. I could do this. And then a cop rolled up, and I got really, like, jittery, and I started wigging out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I just got to go for it.
Just got to go for it.
Yeah, because Dave was trying that lip slide that was in his Exeter.
Right, yep.
Yeah. And so Dave's talking it up, and he's like, dude, you almost had it. Let's get it right here. And so I was like, oh, no, cop, go for it. And so I did, and, like, I feel like if I stuck immediately, you know, and mm-hmm. I just launched all the way to the bottom.
Well, you hit the first kink. Like, you stuck at the flat.
I stuck at the flat, you know, and, like, I launched and I hit my head. I think I got a concussion, honestly, from that. I never checked with the doctors because the doctors were looking at my elbow.
You got up really quick, though.
Yeah, I didn't know I broke my arm. I'd never broken anything or shattered anything and stuff. And so, like, I was... When I found out, I actually tried to pick up my skateboard with the hand that I just shattered.
Ugh.
And when I felt it, like, flop and give out, I was like, something's definitely wrong.
Oh, fuck, man.
And if I could go back to that day, I think if I had just put a little bit of wax on the rail, I would have made it. If I didn't stick right there, I feel like I honestly could have made it. But I will never go back and try it again.
Yeah,
but after that, it was really weird because I broke my arm, you know. And, like, I talked to Peter, and Dave's still trying the lip slide, you know, keep in mind. Like, the cop's just watching Dave, like, post it up.
Yeah, it's like
Dave.
That clip in the Pyramid Country video. Yeah, where,
and you're,
like,
just chilling with a broken arm.
Hope goes like that to the cop, you know?
Yeah, so this is what's happening. Yeah, so, like, while that's happening, I'm like, guys, I think I need to go to the hospital.
Cause, no,
like,
way.
I immediately got, I was just, like, in shock. I went pale white. And we parked, like, about, like, a mile and a half away from that spot, you know? Like, parking lot was very far, and class was still in session. So, like, I'm holding my arm, you know, and, like,
fuck.
I'm wandering through, like, just piles of people. Like, they're just watching me walk like a zombie through them. Pete's like, I'm going to go run and get the car, whoever car it was. I think it was, like...
I think it was Dave's Jeep.
So Pete's like, I'm just going to go run. You just keep walking because, like, I couldn't walk very fast. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
You look like you're going to vomit the whole time.
Like,
I thought you were going
to
vomit.
I was, like, a different color, you know, and so... Pete drives me to the... He just Googles, like, hospital or something. And, like, he drives me to the nearest, hospital. Like, place that was, like, a hospital, you know?
Reminds me of the weekend thing.
Hospital! Yeah. And it was, like, a student hospital or something that I got driven to because I walked in there and I was like, hey, I broke my arm. And the lady's, like, stamping papers and stuff. Yeah. And be like, get in line, you know?
Yeah,
like, didn't really even care. Like,
right.
you're fine. And then as soon as, like, they got my jacket off and they looked at it, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
And dude, that's the worst
gnarly
thing ever.
Is
when they walk in and the doctor says,
God.
Oh, fuck, get this guy out of here.
Yeah, because, like, everyone was brushing me off. And then when they took my jacket off and saw my arm, they were like, oh.
this zombie's about to...
So they immediately inject a needle in my neck and I'm like, no. But they had to, like, drug me up and reset my arm and stuff. And, like, during this period of time, they knocked me out, reset my arm. I woke up, and I get woken up to Pete feeding me pudding. he's feeding me some, like, vanilla pudding and stuff. It was pretty tight, but I was still drugged up, and I remember only snippets
really
of
funny,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, you guys got any final thoughts? Cheers.
Community
let's
college
cheer,
is
cheers
cheap.
these riffits.
Rip
yeah.
it.
We crushed them. Cheers, boys. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. You guys are always welcome to come back. We can do another episode if you want.
Yeah.
That's all great. Right.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I love you guys.
I love
How
you.
How we doing?